The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog!
Is only the kind of stuff we could talk about now because the world's not going to be around much longer. So we got to get this all out of our systems now.
Yes. And as we move forward, we also like to look at the past and tip our hat to the way things used to be. And you like your cool Looney Tunes jacket, and I wear my poodle shorts.
Looney Tunes and poodle shorts.
Looney Tunes and poodle shorts. Walking down the highway.
Highway. Also, why are we walking down the highway? What happened? Want me to start? Okay. Hi, it's Double Threat. I'm Julie Klausner in New York City.
And I am Tom Sharpling in Los Angeles.
And we are here with you now, and we both did cocaine.
Yes, look out. And it was the kind of cocaine, not the cheap stuff that you've seen people do in real life, the stuff from movies where they do a little bit and then they yank their head back and they're like,
oh,
and then suddenly it's like, can you hear me knocking? Starts playing.
Down, bow now.
Where it's just like, oh, like, hey man, I'm not sure that's cocaine. You really might want to get that stuff checked out. It seemed like it set your brain on fire within half a second.
And then their noses are bleeding instantly.
Yeah. Oh! Ray Liotta throwing his head back.
Orgasm powder.
Yeah.
Does that mean Ray Liotta's never done coke? That he was just acting like he'd done coke when he did Goodfellas? Because if you're telling me Ray Liotta hasn't done coke before Goodfellas, I'm hearing that you think I'm stupid.
No, what I would say would be that I would say he probably has done a lot of coke.
And that's what I mean.
That it's just like so much that he's maybe just wishing that's what coke was.
Wishing and hoping and dreaming and seeing.
And singing.
Peeing
and snorting
and pooping and snorting the coke in those lines. So you're telling me he's probably done cocaine many times. When he did Goodfellas, he knew how to do it regular, but Martin Scorsese, who's never done cocaine, says, no, this is how I want you to do it. Because we all know Marty. Yes. What were you going to say?
We all know Marty.
We all know Marty. He don't touch no. The only thing that he likes that's white, ricotta.
Yes, make sure he likes to make sure the garlic is sliced thin with a razor blade when you're in the slammer, and you make sure The garlic is thin and the coke lines are fat.
These are the white things Marty likes. Mozzarella.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ragout.
Cocaine.
That's it. It's just those four things.
Those are his favorite.
These
white
are
things.
My four of.
You just picture him being like rainbows and buttons and like so mittens. Nah. Kind of like when King Vidor did Duel in the Sun. A lot of these movies, you go watch them and you see the things. Robert De Niro was in the same neighborhood I was in when I was growing up.
You're a waitress. A server. You're a server.
Yes.
Quentin Tarantino. Marty Scorsese. And I'm trying to think of someone else that would be very challenging to take a bread order.
Allen should be there too. Okay,
three directors.
start all the way at the beginning. That way you can.
Okay. Hi, have you guys joined us before? Have you guys been to this restaurant?
You know,
before?
I'm not even feeling like I want bread.
Okay, well, our restaurant works a little differently. We have small plates. If you look on the top of the menu, those
you have
are
M&Ms. I just want M&Ms and a large soda, like I'm at my movie theater.
One time I choked on an M&M.
I remember one time we were on a set of Shutter Island, and I went over and I was talking to Leo at the craft service table, and we
you
were
know,
talking
man,
about the spiral
some people,
staircase.
You know, they say they went to film school. I went to films, and I ate M&Ms.
Is this bread? Can I ask you about the bread?
Okay, you know what? I'll be right back. Why don't you guys take a minute with the menu?
You said it's a 7-grain bread. Can you tell me the 7 grains?
Is water okay for you?
I'd like a warm water.
No ice. I'm allergic.
A small glass filled halfway.
Halfway empty, if you ask me.
The glass is half full.
You want to know what happens to me when I accidentally have ice? I die.
I'm allergic to ice.
I'm allergic to ice. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. It's really out of this world.
I got to listen to that audiobook.
I don't think we should, either of us should do that alone.
No, you think it should just be broadcast from like a public address system?
Yeah.
And that way everybody hears it at once. It's almost like
attention,
getting sick.
Attention, people of Los Angeles.
Chapter 6 of the Woody Allen book will begin in 30 minutes.
Clarinets, why I love them. That's the name of the chapter.
This is the chapter that he discusses why he likes a soft clarinet reed.
What is the difference between a soft clarinet reed and a hard clarinet reed? And also, why aren't they called tutors?
Why aren't they called tutors? Well, that'd be a great question to ask Woody Allen. That'd be great. You get... they're called tutors. It was a licorice stick is what it was called in the 20s when Bix Beiderbecke played one back then. And I never got to accept any of the awards because I was performing at Joe's Pub when the Oscars took place. So imagine that night at Joe's Pub. This people are just like,
wait, Woody played Joe's Pub?
He would always, was it Joe's Pub, wherever it was? What was the place?
Uptown.
No, yeah, I'm getting the name.
The Carlisle.
That's right, yeah.
I hate the, I was like, what? I would have to.
No, Joe's Pub would be, who would be performing at Joe's Pub?
I saw Rita Wilson there once.
You saw Rita Wilson at Joe's Pub, and what did she do?
She sang songs from the 60s. She sang Wichita Lineman. It was fine. She wore like a bathing suit cover up.
Uh-huh.
That was probably more expensive than 5 years of my rent altogether.
Sure. And so she did that. I've seen you at Joe's Pub.
Yes.
And you were amazing.
Thank you. But Woody Allen and I have never shared a stage to my knowledge.
Woody and Julie, tonight only at Joe's Pub.
The Harold night.
The virus is still going strong, but come on in.
There's only two entertainers left in the world. And they have nothing to say to each other.
They will be performing behind two different plexiglass cages to keep away from you and each other.
We'll say
Woody Allen and Julie Klausner.
They're just throwing oranges at each other's plexiglass cage. Just, that would be fun.
You get Woody Allen in a plexiglass cage, starts filling up with water. What is this? Are you trying to drown me? Is this an episode of Batman?
Can I get a little warmer, like a room temp? Yeah. An episode of Batman? You think Woody Allen's ever seen an episode of Batman? Is he like, wham, pow, zap,
zoom,
zick?
I'm a fan of the Riddler.
You think he likes the Riddler?
I think he would like Mr. Freeze.
I'm going to tell you my order and next.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Freeze, the Riddler,
okay,
and then Joker.
Okay. Mine is all Egghead.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're completely right.
These are his top three. Egghead, and Egghead.
Yeah.
And Batgirl, I think, is interesting. Or once could have been.
Yeah. That's Woody Allen watching Batman, not realizing it aired 65 years ago. He's watching it on antenna. Like, you picture, I need to get antenna TV. I'm trying to watch.
Like, he's like, have you seen what they have on television these days? It's terrible.
I was flipping.
This family of monsters. It's called the Monsters.
And the one is a Frankenstein, and the other one is a Dracula lady, and then.
And then the
her father is also a vampire.
But he's named Munster, so it's probably the Frankenstein's father. And that makes no sense.
And then their son is a half werewolf, half vampire, a werewolf with a vampire widow's peak.
You see, like, Soon Yi's been having noise-canceling headphones that are just glued to her head this whole time.
She is like wrapping industrial tape around her head to make sure the headphones don't come off. Yeah, Woody, that's great.
She's listened to every audiobook there is.
Yeah.
Thank you
for enjoying this Audible podcast. Like, Soon Yi quick run lunges at it to get another book playing.
Before Woody starts describing Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. She's listening to the Robert Caro LBJ series for the 15th time in a row because it just never ends.
It's just stuck on an ad for Brooklyn and Sheets. I was at CVS yesterday and I was tempted by the stupidest looking candy and I bought it and it was disgusting. They are jelly beans by the brand Nerds, and they're called Nerds Big Chewy Nerds, and they are awful. It's like a sour jelly bean covered with like a grout like texture, like the texture of your and my ceiling. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Imagine, so it's like a, like if you were going to bread a chicken cutlet,
mm-hmm,
with Nerds.
Yeah.
Which you,
if you're
going to
bread a
do.
Chicken, okay, let me just picture this. You're breading a chicken cutlet with mashed up Nerds.
Yes. Now swap out the chicken cutlet real fast and put in a shitty jelly bean.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to eat that. And you bought one of those?
Yeah, and it was in one of those big movie theater boxes, which are my weakness. Did you ever have Dibs?
Dibs are what?
They're little pellets of vanilla ice cream coated with chocolate in a cup that you get when you're stoned and you want to
mm-hmm,
you want to have something. Oh, it would be cold and sweet. Oh.
No, these are not Dippin' Dots.
The candy of the future. By the way, if I were the candy of the future in the 90s, I would not be proud. Considering what the future shaped up to be.
No. I would not be proud. The candy of the future. This is, the future sucks. The future is now and it sucks.
Yeah. I did notice that Brett cut out at least 45 minutes of us talking about Star 80 from last week's show. And I I can't think of a single reason why, so I'm presenting that to you. Just
it's for his personal vault. That's for his for the, private stash.
For the spank bank.
Yeah, I just have a 60-40 rule for any Fosse talk. You know, I'll keep 60%, but you know, we can't keep the full 100.
It's called Star 80. I am so sick of your maths, British people. We don't even like that movie.
No, we don't. I don't want to watch it.
No, it's stinks. Bleak.
Bleak tragedy. I'm okay without seeing that.
Tom, you know what I think about these days when I look around and I say, this is the way the world is.
Mm-hmm.
I think about how things used to be.
Yes.
Different. Memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
You like nostalgia? You like to wear saddle shoes?
Sure, I love to put on a jacket that has all the Looney Tunes characters all over it.
What the fuck? Can I just say, what the fuck is with adults that wear Looney Tunes stuff? Like, what? When did that become okay? Was that Space Jam? It was Space Jam, right?
I think it was.
That was probably the worst thing that's ever happened.
A really expensive jacket that has Looney Tunes characters all over it.
Looney Tunes coming out of the That's All Folks, like, bullseye.
Yes. Which, when I was a kid, I had no idea what that thing was. When they went down, it looked like when I was a kid, I thought I was looking at, I thought since it was Bugs Bunny, I was looking at it was the inside of a hollowed out carrot.
Hold on.
I swear, when I was a kid, I thought, because it was that orange thing. Yeah.
I'm just listening.
I just thought it was, I didn't know what I was looking at. It was the inside of a hollowed out carrot.
That's amazing. Then why Porky Pig stick his head out from the middle of it?
Pigs like carrots.
All right.
Not as much as rabbits.
They're not inside of them. Announcing that this is the end.
Like I was a very troubled youth.
No, I had no idea which way it was up. It was red.
That's true. If only you were there to tell.
I wish I could go back in time and cradle 6-year-old Tom and tell him that. And
that's not a carrot. That's not the inside of a carrot. Now I'm saying it. I'm really upset with myself.
I'm only upset that I didn't know about this sooner. This is.
Well, I'm just realizing it right now. I never gave a thought to what that was until literally that's what I thought it was when I was a kid.
Well, it is sophisticated of you to think of a cone as a series of concentric circles.
Yeah. Now I know Brett ain't going to cut this out because it makes Tom look stupid.
It doesn't Brett make suddenly, you look dumb. No,
suddenly Brett gets that hand off the edit button. Suddenly he just lets this slide. Make fun of a dumb child.
Make a remix out of it.
Inside of a carrot. Yeah, he's gonna max headroom me. Don't you max headroom me?
Do you know who max headroom is, Brett?
I do. Yeah.
All right. Fine.
How old do you think I am, by the way?
I don't know. You could. Here's the thing. You could be.
Yeah.
How old do you think Brett is?
Brett could be.
He's not 60. He's not 60. Say that.
The youngest Brett could be would be 9.
And the
A 9-year-old who's doing really bad. Right? Just like, boy, kid, you got some, still 9, but just like, boy, that's some hard living on that 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. And the oldest he could be would be, what do you think?
59.
I'd say 88. And then you're just like, oh, he looks amazing. And that is a testament. And I'm not equating you with what I'm about to say, Brett. I'm equating with myself and my own journey with the dealing with the face I got is that you watch a guy like Danny DeVito, and he's like, he looks like a troll back in 1975 for like, what's this weird old weird monster? Got someone let him uncage the monster, and it's loose on the set of Taxi. And then you're like, but then Hades next to like the handsome Tony Danza and Jeff Conaway, and then you move forward in time. Wreaks its havoc on those guys, and Danny DeVito, you're like, hey, he looks pretty good. That's the trade-off. He gets it on the back half. Like, Danny DeVito looks all right. It's like, no, he just looks like the same. He just didn't have far to fall. These other handsome guys fell, like, way down. They had to go all the way down into the pit when time did its business on them. Now look at him. And you're just like, man, Danny DeVito's looking good.
You think he was like a monster on the loose? A monster on the loose.
I picture them on the set of Taxi being just like, somebody did something. We got a chud on the set. A chud climbed up through the sewer system here over at the studio. There's a chud loose. No, that's the guy. It's Louie.
Is that why they had all those cages on Taxi?
That's why he was in a cage.
So, Tom, I thought it would be fun to look into the time capsule. People don't know that, you know, yes, this show is new, and as much as we've been publishing it, you know, recently, but there was an earlier incarnation of Double Threat.
This is the current iteration of things.
You say iteration, I say incarnation, and then there's a plane flying overhead.
Yeah.
That is definitely bringing bad news from point A to point B.
Yes. And we thought it would be as good a time as any to take a listen back to the origins of this show and go back down memory lane for a little bit. So without further ado, let's listen to a Blast from the Past episode of Double Threat from 2007.
Brett, what have you got for us?
Okay, so the listeners have been sending in some great stuff this week. Got a video here for you that several people recommended. It's called, let me see here, Charlie Bit My Finger is the name of the video.
That sounds good.
So share this with you.
I heard about this.
So apparently it's a kind of amateur video that was put on YouTube that got really popular. It's a British young British boy and his younger brother. And that's pretty much all you need to know. Here it is. Charlie Bit My Finger.
All right.
Charlie bit me.
Stop. I hate this.
Yeah, these kids suck.
Next.
Yeah. I do just want to say I'm pretty pumped to go to the movies. I don't know, Julie, if you saw the B-movie trailer. It looks pretty sweet. I went to see Evan Almighty last night, and they played the B-movie trailer at it. And I'm pumped that Seinfeld is finally back, and I think this is a franchise that's going to go the distance.
Yeah.
I think this B-movie thing has legs.
And I'm working on my depression.
You're working on your depression?
Yeah, maybe one day I'll take meds for it, but not today.
Okay. What else do you have for us, Brett? Do you have any other clips?
Well, there's a little bit more of the Charlie Bit My Finger video that I wanted to show you.
So let me just
cue that up.
Sure.
So here we go. The rest of Charlie Bit My Finger.
That's not it.
You guys got Rickrolled.
Wait, stop this.
That's not it.
Music video of a Rick Astley music video.
This is my favorite group.
I was Rickrolling you.
What?
You were what?
Why?
It's also a thing that has become very popular this past few weeks on social media. You think you're getting one thing, and then you get a Rick Astley music video.
You haven't explained this in
the short
enough
audience will love it. It's very funny.
So you were pranking us.
Yeah. It was a little prank.
Some sort of prank to play a Rick Astley music video. You said you were going to do one thing. You play more of Charlie Bit My Finger, and then you play. I have no idea why you would pick a Rick Astley music video.
Yeah,
that's so strange.
You're describing why it's funny.
And you called it, what did you call it?
Rick Roll.
What is the role?
You know, you get like rolled over, like you're expecting one thing and then boom, you get something else. And so it kind of rolls over you before you know what's happening. And
you get rolled over? You mean run over? Like how a car will roll you over?
Well, it's. But it's.
You're like, I was rolled over by that prank. I don't get it.
I don't like it. I feel hurt by that.
I feel betrayed.
Yeah.
I also just want to say thank you guys so much for this internship. I hope that doesn't really like.
How old are you?
I am older than 9.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know either. Look, I was going to invite you to the movies. I thought we would go see Epic Movie together.
Oh, man.
But now you did this Rick Roll thing. I don't feel like going to the movies with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and damn, I was going to see a movie, too.
What were you going to see?
I'll tell you in a second.
Look, Brett, the first time we met, you were wearing a pretty cool plain white tees shirt.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool. I was like, this guy has good taste in music. I'm into it. But now with this Rick Roll thing, I just feel like this is we're off to a bad start here.
I'm sorry. I thought it'd be funny. I thought you also might like immediately. I kind of thought you guys were a little more plugged into what's going on than I guess you are. I thought you would kind of like immediately get it and be like, we're getting Rick Rolled.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Wilson's War.
Charlie Wilson's War. Okay. Well, you can't go see that with Julie either. Brett.
Damn it.
Have you seen that Numa Numa guy?
It's really that's a great video.
Can you play that?
Yeah, sure. Let me pull that up real quick. So Numa Numa, this is another funny. This was actually sent to us as well by a couple listeners this week. So here we go. This is Numa Numa guy.
Okay.
Oh no!
Now do you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Boy, those were the days, huh?
Yeah, those were the days, my friend.
Those were the days. And we'll be back in a minute with more Double Threat.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, 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 another New Year's is upon us, and you know what that means. New Year's resolutions. For some reason, just because it's January, we all suddenly get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we're already doing right. Therapy, on the other hand, helps you find your strengths so that you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes in your life that really stick. And if you're thinking of starting therapy or changing therapists, consider BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So celebrate the progress you've already made in your life this new year. Visit BetterHelp.com/TomandJulie today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TomandJulie.
And we're back.
Yes, and we have another installment of Podcast Rescue, which is...
For those of you who don't know, this is the segment where Tom and I lend our steady hand.
Our expertise.
Those in need of our speed and greed.
And we take your podcast, which is in need of fixing, and we just tell you what to fix. And we, at the end, we just go, "You're welcome."
We're like a baked potato bar because we give you all the fixins.
Yes. So, Brett, bring out the potato.
So, as you guys know, a lot of celebrities are getting into podcasting lately.
Thank God, as we like to say.
Yes. Finally.
Big names, movie stars, they all want to have their own podcast now. And one of the latest guys to jump into the podcasting game is Dennis Quaid. The actor Dennis Quaid has a new podcast that he came out with called The Denissance.
I don't know why he wouldn't call it Quaidcast.
I was going to say Podquest.
The Denissance.
Boo.
So Dennis Quaid says, "I want a piece of this podcast action. People got to hear me talk."
No. Dennis Quaid says, "I've always wanted to do a podcast since I was a little Dennis Quaid."
Yeah.
Right? So, that's what all these celebs are in the podcasting biz for, because they've always wanted to do it.
So now, and this is not a Forever Dog show, Brett, right?
Nah, we missed out on this one, unfortunately.
Do they swing this by you? Do they knock on the door and go, "Quaid's got a podcast idea. Where you got 12 hours to make an offer."
Yeah, they let us in on the bidding, but we weren't even close. I mean, we threw everything we could at this, but man, it was a bidding war, and unfortunately, we just didn't come out on top.
Sure.
When you say you threw everything you could at this, do you mean you drove away and just threw pipes out of your window? And garbage from your back seat?
Yeah, Brett was throwing old McDonald's wrappers at...
Old McDonald's!
Old McDonald's. Yeah. Old McDonald's in his car. And in Brett's car, he has a bag.
There were fries in there. There were burgers, too. There were sodas. And there was a hot fudge sundae. I think we're at a level of quarantine delirium.
Yes, this is it, where the highlight of my year is old McDonald's in Brett's car, E-I-E-I-O, is truly the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
We should have Robin Colombo back on, and we just say, "What do you think of this song?"
Yeah.
And she'll be like, "Who's that other guy? Who's that guy?"
She'll go, "Brett, Chris, Julie, my favorite podcast ever." And meanwhile, I'm just like, "Hello, over here, one half of the double."
Oh, my God.
Yes, so... This Dennis Quaid is now doing a podcast. And what did you pull for us on this?
All right. So this is the most recent episode of The Denissance with guest country musician Clint Black. And it's called Clint Black on Music, Fame, Marriage, and Face Masks. And here we go.
The Denissance, The Denissance, the busiest in the biz. You know who it is. It's Dennis Quaid. That's him.
Hi.
stop.
Dennis Quaid.
No okay. notes. No Dick. Notes.
As is, sir. As is.
That is like a song that I made up to make fun of something, or because yeah. I have this.
The Denisons. The Denisons. The busiest in the biz. There is that point that these celebrities get to where they're just like, I was a hunk at one point, straight up heartthrob, aged into kind of dad roles for a while. People might not be knocking on my door for that anymore. I could either tap the brakes on what my career is, or I could
tap
decide I am a clown. They just go like, I am a punchline.
Well, it must be challenging having your brother be the clown of the two, the buffoon.
So he was sitting at home going, this son of a bitch is showing me up, getting thrown out of America and running on the lam. He's like, if they only knew what I got up my sleeve. I'll bide my time. It's going to get weird when the Denisons begins. 8 years from now will be the Denisons.
Wait here. And today on the Denisons, I'm speaking with country music sensation Clint Black. We talk about how he unknowingly shook up the genre when he burst onto the scene with 5 consecutive number one singles. I hope you enjoyed listening, as I enjoyed getting to know him.
Great read.
Dennis
on
Quaid
that.
Is here and on the Denisons, and I'm talking with Clint Black today.
So no, wait, hold on a second. Now he's got a Southern accent. Now he's on. Hey guys, it's Dennis Quaid here. Here on the Denisons. Got Clint Black here for the show.
I lassoed Clint Black.
That is like, because at first he's like, "Hello, everybody. It's Dennis Quaid for the Denisons." Clint Black set the world of country music on fire with 5 number one hits. Now let's go to the interview. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Denisons. It's me, old Dennis Quaid here, DQ, sitting over Russell some baked beans and gonna ring that old dinner bell and call my guest Clint Black to the table.
Down by the numbers, he's got a new album coming out called Out of Sane, which is a very apt title for the times, I think, the play on words. Clint's sold over 20 million albums, 22 number one singles. He's right up there with the Beatles and Elvis and everybody. Whew, 29 years of marriage to the same woman, Lisa Hartman, Lisa Hartman Black. And this is your 23rd album, is it not, Out of Sane? It's coming out June 19th, is that right?
June 19th. I think it's not, they're calling it the 23rd because there have been variations of albums released. So as far as studio albums go, it's fewer than that, but I lose track.
Yeah,
I'll
me
just
too.
Say it's new, yeah, and it's very
too.
Good according to me.
You look at my filmography, and I mean, I know I've done over 100 movies, but sometimes they get me under the century mark. I don't remember all of them anyway. Sometimes I'm watching a film and I don't remember that day on that scene.
imagine walking, and this may happen to you, where somebody wants you to act out a scene or do some piece of dialogue you had in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I did a Facebook Live last night.
But this is not real at all. Okay, can you please hit? That might happen. Somebody wants you to do a scene. Nobody's asking him, hey, man,
I'm
do that
sorry,
scene.
Mr. Quaid, can you do that scene from Great Balls of Fire? Yeah.
Hey, man, you were Jerry Lee Lewis in that movie, right?
I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're having dinner, but can you do that scene in Postcards from the Edge where you have black jeans on and that's all I remember?
Of course. And he stands up in the restaurant. Absolutely. Anything else you want me to do a scene from? I can't even think of what movies this guy was in to even make fun of them.
Those are the only two I
Frequency.
Recall.
Frequency. My dad's talking to me through this radio. That was the one, right? The dead dad through the radio?
Yeah, talked to his dead dad through the radio.
Through my radio.
His dead dad was reaching him through the radio. He was a fireman in that one.
He was listening to WDAD.
And guess who's on the air at that point? His dad. My dad's on the radio right now. I called in a request.
He won't play it.
Dad. I asked him to play Build Me Up Buttercup.
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
And by the way, let me just add in here for all of you listening and for any of my fans who know me and be following me here, how fun it is. Because I'm a big Dennis Quaid. I'm a fan of both Quaids. How fun it is to sit here and have my career examined by Dennis Quaid. It's killing me. Well, so next time I go into a Starbucks, I'm going to walk in and say, Dennis Quaid has examined my career. Give me a spiced latte.
Latte.
What was that? Well,
it's character work.
I thought he had a stroke. Fa-la-la-la-la-latte. Because that's one, like, you know, cornball dad trope is be like, I like a mocha frappa soy.
Mocha choca venti. With Loca, a foam with half the, calf.
You know, with a half calf. And you're like, Dad, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut up. But he's doing something completely different because Clint Black is doing that. He's like, oh, a nutmeg spice latte. And Dennis Quaid's going,
and you know that Clint Black was just kind of like, the only thing he could think to do was to just go, but in his mind, he's like, what is going on here? I don't even know what that's a reference to. Fa la 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 la. He's not even there with him, and he's scared.
You think he put the sides of his hat forward like he had blinders on?
I think he pulled the sides of his cowboy hat down. Yeah.
He's like,
and then spun it around to block his vision.
I'm not here. The way animals will, like, hide their heads.
Yeah. No object permanence. Mm-hmm. It's like playing peekaboo.
You can't see me because my eyes are closed.
What else we got, Brent?
You get the benefit of all their sort of like older generation. And when you're a kid, 4 years is a long time at your fingertips. You don't have discovery is a very easy thing. You started like playing in the
first,
backyard.
Okay, hit pause, please. What's up with the clipping on this thing is extreme. You think he's recording a freaking Phil Collins album with the gated drums on it. Who's producing this podcast? Hugh Padgham?
Now, and for those of you who can't see because this is an audio podcast, Tom looked around his apartment with his mouth open like that meme of the, like, what's that, like, fish, that eel that's like, And he looked around to the left, to the right,
yes.
To the left again. It was a triple take. He was what's that called? Canvassing the place.
Yeah, I was looking for some reaction from anyone. But the clip, it says you could hear it, that. It seems like that must have been a 40-minute ramble right there. That it's clipped after every word. Sounds like it's edited. Brett, as an audio expert, What's your two cents on that?
Yeah, I'm guessing there's a lot of Dennis that doesn't make it into this podcast. From the way they edited that, I'm guessing they literally have to take part of one sentence and the end of another sentence in order to get like a complete transition from one thing to the next.
Why, though? It's so sloppy. I mean, it really does seem like it should just be an unedited interview between two, you know, guys at the hardware store. Like, why so serious?
To his producer, he's like, I did that Clint Black interview. I'll send the file through, sends it through. It's 4 days long. It's like the engineer looks 85 hours.
It's like Boyhood.
Yeah. He's just like, And then he listens, Dennis listens to like a rough cut. He's like, yeah, put back in the fa la 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 part from Starbucks.
I honestly don't know what to cut.
I don't know what to cut. I even recorded 4 more hours. I think you could put in, just put in at the same time as the other thing, like on top of it. Fa la 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 la. This guy is so out of his. He's just so out of his element on this.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Who's Dennis Quaid's favorite Nobel Prize winner?
I don't know.
Malala.
Hey, Julie.
Yes.
What is Dennis Quaid's favorite Christmas carol?
What?
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Ma la 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 la. Thank you, Dennis Quaid. Your podcast has been rescued. You're welcome. Welcome back to Double Threat, and we are going to check out a clip that was sent in by one of the many amazing listeners to this show. And people, if you have a clip, something that you think will get us all riled up or make us larf or whatever, you send it to doublethreatpod@gmail.com. Don't send it to us because we want to be surprised.
Send it to us. We need to be surprised.
We need these things to be fresh. So, Brett,
what have you got for us?
Yes. Yeah, so, as listeners of the show know, a couple weeks ago, we watched Papa John's house tour, part one of his house tour on TikTok. And he teased that he was going to show the library and then he didn't show it. But we now have part two of Papa John's house tour was just released on TikTok, in which he shows us the library. And we were alerted to this by listener Pat. So thank you, listener Pat, for alerting us about this. And here it is.
Disgraced pizza man Papa John.
Part two of Papa John's house.
Hey, they say stay at home. Some of you want to see the home. I'm going to show you the home. But some of you are giving me some grief for seeing the home. Knock it off, silly goose. Come on in.
Knock it off what?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, what did
silly
he say?
Goose. Knock it off, silly goose.
He said, knock it off, silly goose. What's wrong with his brain?
Some people are giving him grief, and it's like they're not giving you grief for any other reason than
they're
your house
sick.
Was your house
you made
was trash.
Oh, I thought they were mad that they were sick.
Oh, they're mad that the pizza.
You made me sick with your food. Your food made me sick.
So here he goes into his library, and I'm surprised he would say library.
Mm-hmm. Excuse the mess. We're kind of working out of here with the Instagram. Had some Papa Bless shirts, a couple items from my grandfather, a couple guns.
So he's pointing all around. He's got it's a hit pause. He's got a pile of T-shirts that no one wants. It's a Papa and Papa John on them. And then he pointed off camera to a couple guns. Okay, now he's showing a 500-year-old bishop's chair from a church in Italy.
So does he know what a library is? Like, why doesn't he just call this the merch room? Or you know
crap
what I mean?
Room.
Like, is there any semblance of whatever?
No.
Church in Italy, we think that's about 400 or 500 years old. It's one of my favorite sayings, all the best, something common, a regard for reality. But this is kind of where we shoot and write notes and film. And there's a little Papa Bless mug in my coffee in the morning. So
he's got a mug. So this is where he hangs, is in some oversized room with high ceilings that is not in any way elegant or classy or whatever you say. And he basically is like our pizza president.
Yeah.
Like he's what Trump is to American politics, he is to pizza politics.
I don't know. I think he's cool.
Oh, you like him. You
like him, and I like his body, and I like the way that he wears t-shirts and how that makes me look at his body. I know where his nipples are. I know how...
He seems like he wants to fight.
Yeah.
But then wouldn't want to fight. Like when somebody actually would actually get ready to fight him, then he'd be like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
But he seems like a guy who he wants you to think he's ready to knock your block off.
Yeah.
Now he sucks.
Well, I don't want to see part three.
No, me neither. I don't want to let them watch it on the Denisons.
What else have you got for us, Brett?
All right, so I got another clip for you here. This was submitted by listener Scott, and it looks like Elon Musk was on Jay Leno's garage this week to show off the Tesla Cybertruck, which Tesla just came out with. And
pretty exciting. We got Elon Musk is going to come by and show us the Tesla super truck.
It's a super truck.
It's pretty great. He's got a cyber truck.
It's a supercomputer truck. It's a space truck from supercomputers.
It's what pretty exciting. We got Jay Leno's cyber truck. And
tell me all about the cyber truck.
In retrospect, how did anyone have a conversation with him as an interviewer? If he was like, oh, so Rene Russo,
tell me about your movie.
Yeah.
Hey, J-Lo with J-Lo's butt.
This guy made his fortune on J-Lo's butt jokes.
And he couldn't stop writing them. They asked him politely to stop. They said, it's time to shoot the show. He goes, oh, I think I got a couple more.
Got a couple more jokes I want to squeeze out here.
It's a fertile area.
So let's see Elon Musk, Jay Leno, and the 2021 Cybertruck.
The worst children's book title ever. But can I also ask, is Jay Leno's Garage a real show or is it on YouTube?
Ooh, that is a very real show that is online.
On CNBC. All right.
Yes.
Great. And I'm still trying to get a show on the air.
Is that around here?
That's somewhere around here. Bring on the Cybertruck. Cue music.
You know, I saw it on TV, I saw it at the intro, but nothing strikes you until you see it in person.
Back in November,
so they just showed
Elon made headlines.
They just show this truck that I guess is the Tesla truck, and it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It looks like a child's drawing went right to the production line.
Yes, because a kid would not draw any details on a thing, so they just made the thing as flat and personality free as possible. It looks like a paper shredder on wheels.
Or a laminator. Oh, if you put a poster board in the front grill, it comes out the tailpipe and it's laminated.
Once again, when he revealed this science fiction inspired machine.
Pickup truck buyers tend to be pretty conservative in what they like. It's needs to look like a pickup truck, you know, that kind of thing. And this doesn't look anything like a pickup truck.
Yeah.
But it immediately makes pickup trucks look old-fashioned.
Well, I think there's a preconceived notion of what a pickup truck should be. And I think that's something that we said, if we're going to go bold, we need to do something that breaks that norm. Yeah, so back here we have the vault.
Okay.
Touch of a button. Just opens right up like magic.
That's very cool. And a good
don't get in.
Bed.
It's a trick. It's a trick. Yeah. That's a meat slicer, Jay. That's a meat slicer.
Jay, don't get in the back of
don't
that pickup truck.
Don't get in that truck, Jay.
I'm just going to get in the back of the pickup truck.
Don't do it, Jay. It's a trick.
No. They press the one button.
See, they're cutting me in half.
Conan O'Brien's driving.
I still say this, and I mean it with my heart of hearts.
Yeah.
Leno took it from Letterman. He took the show. Leno took it from Conan. Mm-hmm. Jay, I know what you're up to. He's going to take it one more time. He's got to take the Tonight Show back a third time from Fallon.
Or he could just take Conan's podcast away from him and to see if anyone notices.
That'd be great. Why didn't they have him on that friend thing?
I need a friend. I need a friend. I need a friend. I need a friend.
Is there you guys? I mean, I'll be your friend. We could drive around.
It's just me and Mavis.
Yeah, we could drive on the 101 in my Model T. We'll drive up and down the highway.
This truck is so dumb looking, and I cannot wait till this thing bombs and is
you mean
just
like is for sale. Is he hoping to put this out on the market and have people actually buy them?
They won't. If just picture, yeah, you picture these pickup truck guys are arguing Ford versus Dodge, and they're all Chevy or whatever. They're in their thing. Yeah, they're really going to go with this truck. Well, you know, I made the switch from my Ford F-150 to this thing that looks like a looks like a weird deli slicer.
It's definitely a meat slicer.
Yeah, and closer than
so many leather jackets.
And how strong is that?
You can walk on this thing.
You can walk on it?
Yeah.
It's very strong. It's like so. If you've got some valuable cargo in the back, this will protect your cargo and secure it against being stolen. So, it's pretty stout.
Tap dance.
So Elon Musk climbed on top of this truck and is standing on top to show how strong it is. We're trapped in this thing that is. It really just seems like a porn parody of the Matrix or something.
Yeah, totally.
Like the way these guys all dress, like they're dressed like they're Neo.
They all took the red pill.
Yeah. These guys all took the red pill.
You know, they should have taken as the blue pill. Viagra, boy, yoing. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Please don't. No, I don't want these guys on Viagra.
I just got some Viagra here. Let me just take the Viagra.
Hey, Vidal Sassoon, it's Mavis. Can you fit me in for like a three? Just do something. I don't care. We'll go blonde.
Yeah, hey, this is Mavis Leno. I'm just calling, wondering if we have any news on when my suicide machine is ready.
Miss Leno, this is Renee Kevorkian. I can't help you. You've been told there is a waiting list.
Who are you talking to back there, Mavis?
No one, honey!
Come on, just please. What if I just meet you in the parking lot and you put a bullet in my head?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
It's not that kind of place.
20 years ago, I came up with a suicide machine.
And then we are. What?
And now I am talking to Mavis Leno.
Mavis, tell me about this truck.
Might as well get Dracula on this. They're all dressed in black. They're dressed in black more than Dracula, these guys. All right, so let's hear a little bit more of this.
Let's take it for a drive.
Nothing could be more boring than those shots of them just in the
car. I mean, it feels very much like any other Tesla. You've got instant acceleration.
Yeah.
The greenhouse is fabulous. I love how open it appears to be. And how close is this to what it'll look like in production?
At Tesla, we always want to have the production car be better than the show car. It always drove me crazy when manufacturers would come out with this cool-looking show car, and then the actual production car would be way worse.
Right.
And you're like, man, you got us all excited about this sweet-looking car. Terrible. We won't do show cars that aren't real. So I think we got the proportions here pretty close.
Okay, pause. This is. They're showing the street footage of this truck driving down. First of all, how much does this thing cost? Could you imagine how much a cyber truck costs?
That's why I can't believe it's going to go to the market.
Nobody wants this. I can tell them right now. Don't make the Cybertruck. This is not going to work.
Make the Cybertruck.
They'll just be like, yeah, I like the Cybertruck. Anyway, it could be in red and look like a regular truck. You can't put a Confederate flag sticker on the back of this thing.
And the door panels of the car are the 300 series stainless steel, and it's so tough that it's bulletproof to a handgun.
And why is that important to you that it be bulletproof? I mean, I don't.
It's badass. And
well, yeah, okay.
Super cool.
That's super cool. But see, yeah. I like that answer. It's a good answer.
Do you want your truck to be bulletproof or not?
Yeah, I guess sure. I guess I want my truck to be bulletproof.
When the apocalypse comes, to be glad it's bulletproof. We want to be a leader in apocalypse technology. Great.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, when the apocalypse comes, it'd be great. You have your trying to charge your truck. You're pulled over. It's just like, yeah, it's bulletproof. It's not bulletproof when you got to run out and plug that thing into a station, though. And on that note, thanks for listening to Double Thread. I have nothing else to say.
We'll be back soon. Follow us, subscribe, send us stuff. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.